Hello, I'm Jason Bentley, music director at KCRW. We wanted you to know that this episode of the Guest DJ Project contains songs with language not suitable for all audiences. Hi, this is Jason Bentley from KCRW, and I am here with Lakers point guard D'Angelo Russell. The 20-year-old Kentucky native is one of the most promising players in the current lineup, and we're happy he's taking some time out of his practice schedule to sit down and talk to us about music as part of KCRW's Guest DJ Project. D'Angelo, how are you, man?
I'm great. What an introduction. Wow.
So listen, we are sitting with you at a unique moment in time, just finishing up preseason. How did it go for you?
I think preseason was great. As a team, we took a lot of steps forward. Everything was new for us, you know, new players, new coaching staff. It was just a whole whirlwind as far as those aspects. But I feel like we were on the right track.
Well, set it off for us on your song picks for the Guest DJ Project. What's the first one you want to choose?
I'm a big J. Cole fan, so J. Cole, Rise and Shine. That's the song I listen to every game day, just driving to the arena.
This sounds like a conquering song. You know?
Yes, I feel like that song gets you up in the title, Rise and Shine. It really gets you up and puts you in that confident mentality. His aggressiveness in the music and the song. It's a motivational song. He has Jay-Z speaking in the introduction. So,
You are a point guard, which, you know, you've got to be confident in that position, right? Because you are the key player on the team, bringing the ball up every set. That's a lot of pressure, man. I don't know how you do it.
You know what you come from, so you know how hard it was to get to where you're at now. So you got to have the confidence to keep you on top.
D'Angelo Russell is our guest DJ on KCRW. Pick number one is Rise and Shine by J. Cole.
My soul to take, my soul to take. Lord, I've been dreaming about the paper. Get rich before I see my life taper. Hope my mama get to see Jamaica before she meet her maker. I hoop, but never good enough to ever be a Laker. But these words I recall got me balling. Jordan, more than a rapper, this a natural disaster. Boy, I'm meaner than Katrina mixed with Gina. Shut up, Cole. This is for my niggas back home, homes. What up, Bo? Nah, I ain't mad, it's sad. You went from bad to real bad.
What is your second selection for us today?
I'm also a Lil Uzi fan. People know who he is, but they don't. I don't think a lot of people listen to him as much as they should. But
this guy's style is unusual.
Yeah, he's a different character. He's so versatile, you know. He has colorful dreads, and then he might switch it up and wear the glasses with the suit, you know. But he's very versatile. This song is "I Can Drive." It's from his new mix. All his songs are very different. Like no other song sounds like another one. So it's different. It's more of a where he's come from. He's from Philly. They ride the four-wheelers and stuff like that. Now he's talking about how he can drive. He has the money to pay for fast cars, and the songs "I Can Drive." So it's all about the cars and the speed, and just that song really gets you want to move fast and just really hype and excited.
How have you stayed focused and disciplined in the big city here, Los Angeles, where there are so many distractions for you as a young man?
At this point, the limelight's way bigger, being in LA, so you got to realize that there's always eyes watching you no matter what. But at the same point, it could be a good thing too, because there's so many celebrities and movie stars and singers, rappers, whatever it is, people that have multiple different fan bases here. So you're not the only star here. As far as if you go to a different city, they might just have a basketball team, no football team, and then you're the only, you know, you're the only fish in that fishbowl that everybody can see through.
All right. Well, let's check out your second pick, "I Can Drive" by Lil Uzi. Is it Lil Uzi Vert or just Lil Uzi?
Lil Uzi Vert.
Vert.
Yeah.
Okay.
Getting money, I'ma spaz out. Drive the Rari with the ass out. Drive the Rari with no tags now. Diamond braces, so you mad now? Look just like me, I'm your dad now. Big guns, I won't back down. Getting money, I'ma spaz out. Drive the Rari with the ass out. Drive the Rari with no tags now. Diamond braces, so you mad now? Look just like me, I'm your dad now. Big guns, I won't back down. Getting money like a cash cow. Rocket thresher, so I'm rad now. Yeah, now they on me, cause I'm hot now. I could drive.
driving fast now.
It's KCRW.com. I'm Jason Bentley. We are sitting with D'Angelo Russell here at the Lakers practice facility. Very exciting for me as a lifelong Laker fan. Is it intimidating for you to be in this environment where the expectations are just so high?
It's not intimidating. It's definitely a challenge that not a lot of people are up to take, but I only can speak for myself. I know I'm definitely up for the challenge. Definitely want to get on this wall one day. That's a goal for me to set, you know, to get on this wall. So you see so many greats and so much success on these walls, just walking around up and down the stairs, in the hallways, in the kitchen, wherever you're at, you see so much success. So
yeah. All right, your third selection for us of five. What do you have?
I got Future. Future's fan base has grown throughout the years, but this is something new also. Married to the Game. A lot of these rappers, they're rappers, singers, whatever it is, their titles kind of explain it all. It's really self-explanatory. This one's Married to the Game, and it's just really talking about, once again, where he's come from and what he's able to do now that he's where he is now.
Do you feel that way?
Definitely, definitely. And I feel like when you listen to music, it plays a part in what you're going through, the type of music you listen to. So if you just had a breakup or something, you're going to be listening to, I don't know, Chris Brown or like Trey songs or something, or maybe Drake, I don't know. But if you're a party animal and you're ready to party, then listen to guys in that era. So this one's really a mellow song.
Describe for our audience who may not be familiar, Future style. You mentioned whether it's rap or singing, you know, it's almost in between.
You can't really put a nail on it. He could be trying to sing in a song and it might sound horrible, but it sounds good. It sounds so bad that it sounds good. Or he might be rapping, slurring all of his words that you don't understand, but you can. He's riding with the beat, so it's like, that sounds cool. I don't have a clue what he's saying, but he finds a way to get it done at the end of the day.
Someone described it as mumble rap.
Yeah, but if you don't know what he's saying, then you go look at the lyric, you're like, oh, okay, I see what he's trying to say. But it still sounds right throughout the song.
All right, let's check it out. Married to the Game from Future, as selected by our guest DJ, D'Angelo Russell. Lay on your spray on your hop in the coupe. You didn't know about Malibu world till I introduced you. You can be sober as fuck, cause money is gonna seduce you. My hustle is gonna seduce you. My vibe ain't none of these niggas comparing to me. Don't none of these niggas compare to me. Most of these niggas are fans of me. I really appreciate it. I really do. I stay at it, get at it, work on the count up. Maybach, I sit back and lay back and flip through the channels. Okay, next one up, number four. What do you got?
I got Ray Shrimmer, Look Alive. They're kind of new too. This is on their last album. I'm so far out of sight.
A lot of your picks are all new tracks. Yeah. Do you really only listen to new music?
I look for it. Especially the music that's kind of underground, you gotta go find it. They don't get the exposure that they feel like they deserve, so you gotta find it. I like to find new music and try to throw it in my new playlist, I guess. I would say J. Cole, the first one, was maybe the only old song that I really listened to. But Ray Shrimmer is a group of guys, young guys, that are on the come up, and they have fun. They really turn up and party, and they really enjoy life. And they're young, so it's like they're really enjoying it, you know. So.
What's the story with the name, which is hard to pronounce? With
Ray Shrimmer, it's actually two people. One's Sway Lee, and then the other one is Slim Jimmy. But their group name is Ray Shrimmer. They both have different styles, so they attract different fan bases. But when they're together, both their fan bases come together as one, and it's a different crowd.
So you use the word new. A lot is new. This is a young team. This is notably the first post-Kobe season. Do you see that as a major challenge or a major opportunity?
Both. Kobe's been around for the last 20 years, so that's what the fans, that's what people in the front office, that's what everybody's used to. I don't feel like it's pressure on me. I feel like it's pressure on everybody, you know, as far as keeping this franchise going. You know, he's done a wonderful job, and the people that have come before him. But I feel like we're ready to take on the challenge and make it happen.
Well, let's drop it. It's Look Alive by
Ray Shrimmer.
I can get you so right.
back with D'Angelo Russell of the Los Angeles Lakers. He's our guest DJ this week. And your final pick, sir?
We got Travis Scott. I would say he's one of the top five out there right now.
Yeah. What makes him in the top five?
He get his crowd, his fan base is crazy, you know. And he's going that Kanye type, on that wave right now, just really different and really to itself, and people just love him for that. And he's another guy that's versatile. He has music that wants you to feel distance, and then he has music that wants you to turn up and just really get hype. And this one's goosebumps. It literally gives you goosebumps when you listen to it, because you're just like, all right, it's time to turn up. And I feel like it was one of the songs that really got my attention.
I get those goosebumps every time, yeah, when you're not around, when you throw that to the side. Oh no, I can't fuck with y'all. Yeah, when I'm with my squad, I cannot do no wrong. Yeah, saucemen in the city, don't get misinformed. Yeah, they gon' pull up on you. Brr, brr, brr. Yeah, we gon' do some things you can't relate. Yeah, cause we from a place you cannot stay. Or you can't go, or I don't know. Or back the fuck up on me. Brr.
When was the last time you can think of that you got goosebumps?
I would say Summer League. This year was the first time I've had goosebumps in a while. That's the first chance that the world gets to really see how far you came since last year to that year.
Well, D'Angelo, we wish you the absolute best in the season ahead. The stage is set for you to really emerge as a huge leader for the Los Angeles Lakers. So best of luck in the world, my friend, and thank you for being a part of KCRW's Guest DJ Project.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.